Yeah, definitely. You know, we got our shots, we got our chances. You know, you give Dallas a lot of credit coming in here and in a hostile environment. Our fans were ready to go, and you know, we just came out and didn't play our best football. You know, I think he did a great job of getting the ball out of his hand. He killed us with the slants a little bit tonight. His running game got going a little bit with DeMarco in the second half. They went in and made adjustments and executed. And, you know, it just seemed like we couldn't make a play, and they did. And when we needed to make a play, it seemed like they did. They made a lot of third and ones, things like that, big third down plays, especially the last one there to seal it. So, you know, credit goes to them for coming out and executing that second half. Yeah. You got to step up. I think our D line needed to get more pressure on him. It just happens. We play football. You know, guys are going to go down. We've been through this before, and somebody got to step up. So, hopefully we get these guys back as soon as possible. But in the meantime, someone has to step up and make plays in their absence.
Just that long Murray run.
Yeah. It's funny. He goes from probably a loss of three to a gain of 60 plus. So, Kiwi did a great job of shooting a gap on that run. Couldn't get a wrap up on him. You know, he bounced around. I got hands on him. He bounced around. Showed great balance. And our defense was kind of out of whack at that point. He hit the sideline. And he's an explosive back. Up to that point, we did a good job of kind of, keeping him contained. So, we just got to do a better job. And one play can change the whole atmosphere of a football game, and I think that was a big one in the game.
Your coach called this a slice of humble pie. Is that something you think you guys needed after a championship season?
It don't hurt. I don't know if we needed it, but it definitely doesn't hurt. I think it's a positive. We've been in this situation before. Leadership just got to step in and make sure that we have a great week of practice next week, put this behind us, as tough as that's going to be. But we've been here before. We're not going to point any fingers and we're not going to, hang our heads. That's a very talented football team we lost to tonight. And, you just go forward. Long season, and we'll get a shot at them again. Definitely. That's something we pride ourselves on, making them earn everything. And, they made some big plays on them, especially in the second half, and I think that was the difference in the game. We really didn't give ourselves a shot. And we still made it close there at the end, still had opportunity. They made a big third down play right before the two-minute warning. It's something that we'll go in and watch the film tomorrow. We'll learn from our mistakes. I mean, it's the first game, and that's not an excuse, but we got a long year. We got a long year of, making mistakes and learning from them. So, as a leader, as a part of the leadership group of this team, we just got to make sure that, everybody comes to work next week. It's going to be another tough one, we just got to, put this behind us and get better. No question. Why wouldn't he? And he had opportunities too. We had some holes in our defense, and he took advantage of that. And, like I said, that's a very talented group as far as their wide receiver group. Obviously, everyone knows how talented Romo is, and they didn't allow us to get after him like we wanted to. We'll have to make some adjustments with that. Not far. Just little things here and there. You take away. I think the Dez Bryant over the top double move and the long run, I think we're right there at where we want to be as far as that's two touchdowns or two touchdown drives. It's tough. I thought we would have came out with a little bit more energy throughout the entire game. I know first half was, I think we played great. Second half, I think we had lulls. And in those lulls, they took advantage of it. So, like I said, we'll get an opportunity to get better. Well, my eighth year in the league, you get accustomed to knowing how guys call the games. We're obviously not at that point yet with these guys, and that's tough. But you still got to go and make plays, and we didn't make enough plays. So I'm not going to, you know, point a finger to the referees. You know, did they miss some calls? Sure they did, but I'm sure they missed some calls for Dallas too. So we'll learn to play the way that they're calling it. You know, I just went up to him, you know, twice in the game. One time to tell him how my first game went, which he chuckled about. And I told him, you know, this is going to be a long year, and we're going to depend on him to, you know, pick up some of the slack of, you know, Bradshaw. And that's going to be a hell of a, you know, two back tandem when they get the rolling. So I think he's going to bounce back from it. He's a very confident guy, and, you know, I know he wanted to come in here tonight and showcase his talents and didn't really get the opportunity to after that fumble. So, you know, he's a young guy. He's going to take that hard, but, you know, we'll keep, you know, picking him up. And like I said, he's going to be a big part of, you know, the success that we have in our running game this year. I didn't play well. You know, Free and Smith played well. I think it was a combination of both. They played well. Romo did a great job of keeping us off balance with his ability to get out of the pocket and prolong plays. And, you know, like I said, I think those two tackles played well. Yeah. A little bit. Why would they be?
Is there anything you could say to maybe tell people, hey, step away from the ledge, it's only one game?
You know, I think I know our fans wanted to come in here and start the year off right. It was a big well-to-do about being Super Bowl champions. And, you know, first night in this stadium, they came out, it was electric. You know, obviously they're going to be disappointed after a loss. But I know our fans, they'll be right back out here Sunday when we play Tampa and ready to go. And we will be too. And, you know, if I was going to tell them anything, I'll tell them this. Last time we won a Super Bowl, we started 0-1. The time before that, we started 0-2. So it's a long season. We'll figure things out. We got a lot of great football players on this team, a lot of prideful guys, and a great coaching staff. So we'll figure things out, and we'll be right where we need to be at the end of the year. I thought she did great. I thought it was, I'm a big Queen Latifah fan, and I thought she did pretty good. Guys were fired up after she got through singing, and that's just a good atmosphere to see her sing it tonight.